John Heyman. Our good friend joins us now on the Andrew Walker Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. You have a new piece up, kind of how this Blue Jays team was built and the role that Mark Shapiro played in all of this when it comes to his role and then Alex Anthopoulos' role. It's been an interesting year in management for this Toronto Blue Jays club, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they both did a great job, kind of separately. Alex did a great job getting some big pieces earlier. And now in the last year, Mark Shapiro, Ross Atkins have done really well to supplement the players that Alex had gotten. Obviously, the pitching, Hap, Estrada, and Hap was kind of in between there. They both probably get a little credit for Estrada was in between. They both probably get a little credit for that. But then Hap coming back, I think that was more Shapiro probably. So both have done a great job separately.
John Heyman joins us on the Andrew Walker Show. It's funny heading into this series because everybody has their previews and you know, we all have our what to watch for and who are the X factors and how the Jays win this series, how the Jays lose this series. And then, you know, it's baseball. So it's just much like this Texas-Toronto series. It's inherently unpredictable. But what do you point to in this series? What's the matchup that you like or don't like for the Toronto Blue Jays?
I like the Jays because to me, the Jays have the most talent. I liked them in the preseason. I picked the Jays versus the Giants. Obviously, half of that's not going to be true, but I think the Jays on paper are the best team, and for that reason, I'm going to go with them. Of course, I've been underrating Cleveland all along, so you may not want to go by my predictions with Cleveland. I didn't see them as a playoff team. I didn't see them beating Boston. I'm basically taking a collar on Cleveland, but you know, I just think Toronto has better pitching now, particularly with Carrasco and Salazar out. And I think Toronto has a better lineup, but Cleveland has been surprising me, as I said.
It's tough to critique wins sometimes, and we look at both of these series, and you know, the Blue Jays haven't lost in October. They've played pretty great. And at the same time, the Texas Rangers did a lot of things in that series to absolutely give it to them. I wondered the same a little bit about Boston-Cleveland. The Indians got some great pitching in this series, but how much did Boston kind of implode as well?
Yeah, I think Boston was going into a slump there. They were not good the last few days of the season. That's kind of continued over. But you got to give Cleveland credit. I mean, without their number two and three starter, they really shut down what was the best offense in baseball throughout the season. So I really do give the Indians credit. Tomlin's a tough guy, as Terry Francona said. Kluber is very good. Cy Young candidate, obviously. You know, I think Cleveland, they're not deep right now with the rotation, but you've got to give them credit for where they are. And that bullpen is spectacular. No question about that. Andrew Miller is really, really good. And Allen, the other guys have done a good job. Otero, I give them credit. You know, their bullpen is really their biggest weapon in terms of their pitching. So good for them.
It's always funny how a guy comes out of nowhere. John Heyman, by the way, joins us on the Andrew Walker Show. He is in D.C. tonight for Game 5 between the Dodgers and the Nationals. A guy's coming out of nowhere, and I remember the day very succinctly when Marco Estrada was traded here 2 summers ago for Adam Lind, and who would have thought that he would start some of the biggest postseason games in franchise history, not in one, but 2 consecutive years. Is there a better example of someone that has absolutely snuck up on us like Marco Estrada has?
I'm not sure there is a better example. I mean, Estrada averaged 87.4 miles per hour in his start. I mean, he did a great job. That was a spectacular trade. Adam Lind, to me, basically a DH, really just good against right-handed pitching, one-dimensional player. I mean, he's a major leaguer, but to me, that trade was an excellent one. I thought Anthopoulos made a number of good trades. The Travis trade, obviously the Donaldson trade, awesome. I mean, really did a great job with bringing in the right people too. Martin was great, so he really set them up beautifully. But as I said, Shapiro carried it through, really enhanced the pitching staff, did a nice job pitching things off, getting the relievers that they absolutely needed, really, and Benoit too. So I think both guys did a great job. But Estrada, you're right, out of nowhere, he's a star.
A lot's been made of this, and maybe it's not, you know, the offseason is really a time to get into this, but we've talked a lot about Encarnacion, a lot about Bautista's impending free agency. John, we've done it with you. And now that the playoffs hit, Edwin has put himself into playoff MVP consideration, and Jose Bautista over the last month or so has kind of looked like the old Jose Bautista. What have these guys done for the type of contracts they'll get after the season ends?
Well, Encarnacion has only enhanced his chances to get a very big deal. I mean, there's no question about that. He had a huge regular season, and I mean, that's the big factor. 162 games weighs more heavily than the postseason. You can help yourself a little bit in the postseason. We saw Beltran made himself a lot of money in the postseason in 2005. It is possible to make yourself some money in the postseason, but I think teams generally look at all the games, and most of the games are played in the regular season. Encarnacion, they offer him 2 years plus two option years, and I think at this point he's going to get a four-year deal if he wants one somewhere. I do think he loves it in Toronto from what I hear. I don't know him, but that's what you hear. You know, they'll be happy to try a three-year deal. They might have gotten there before. They may go to 4 years. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Toronto does go to 4 years. Maybe he'll get a bigger deal elsewhere. Not sure. You'd have to look at probably Boston,
yeah,
which is a team mentioned early on. Maybe Texas. I mean, you always have to look at the Yankees. I think the Yankees' priority is pitching, as most teams' priority is. I mean, Encarnacion has really enhanced his chances for a big deal. The only thing against any of these hitters is the fact that there are so many good hitters on the market. There aren't pitchers, but there are hitters. Bautista will get that qualifying offer. I don't think anybody expects him to take it. He should get a multi-year deal, even with a qualifying offer. So you would think, I mean, it's hard to know, that qualifying offer can impact some players more than you'd think. So it could impact them. We'll see if he can get 2 years for $40 million, maybe 3 years for $60 million, something like that. But Encarnacion, I mean, I think 4 for $80 is probably a good guess. Maybe it's even the baseline. Maybe he does better than that.